بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا جاءهم أمر من الأمن أو الخوف أذاعوا به ولو ردوه إلى الرسول وإلى أولي الأمر منكم لعلمه الذين يستنبطونه منهم. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لاتبعتم الشيطان إلا قليلا. In the previous ayat, we read where Allah Ta'ala explained that this munafiqeen, the non-Muslims, do not ponder in the subject matter of the Quran Sharif. Had they pondered, they would have found a very, very clear message of hidayat, of righteousness and guidance. And they would have seen that the very fact that there are no contradictions whatsoever in the Quran Sharif, though it is a kitab of over 800 pages and no contradiction, that is enough to prove the authority and the absolute correctness of the Quran Sharif. Yeah, in this ayat now, Allah explains another evil quality of the munafiqeen, and from all this we can see that Allah has explained it in the Quran Sharif for us, the Muslims who are going to read the Quran, that these bad qualities must not come into us, and we must not follow these bad people who have got these bad qualities. But unfortunately, it appears that we hardly read the Quran Sharif, and if we read, we have no idea of the meaning of it, and neither do we read it with the etiquette that it was supposed to be read with. Otherwise, the miracle of the Quran Sharif is that even reading it without understanding, the true message of the Quran Sharif will come in the heart of a person. But today, we Muslims ourselves are doing those things which the munafiqeen used to do, how they should hurt Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how they should try and destroy Islam. Today, those who with Muslim names are doing those same things. The enemies are harming Islam from outside, harming the Muslims from outside, and those with Muslim names are harming Islam from inside and dismantling and giving a wrong picture of Islam. So amongst those things, yeah, Allah says, وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنَ الْأَمْنِ. اور جب ان کے پاس پہنچے کوئی خبر امن کی, whenever any information of peace and the tranquility comes to them, awil khawf ya dar ki, or any information about fear, panic, etc., to usko mashhoor kar dete hain, then they broadcast it immediately. From here we understand that any information that comes to us, good or bad, is not to be broadcasted immediately. Today, it just as explained, this has become our quality also. The minute we get something on the phone, we share it, we pass it on to other people. We don't take the least bit of trouble to find out whether this message is true or not, whether it is correct or not, whether it's a good message or a bad message. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. It is enough for a person to be recorded by Allah Ta'ala as a liar, that whatever information comes to him, without verifying it, he passes it on to other people. Whenever such things come, it is first our necessity that we verify. And further, in fact, not only that we verify and that we share it, according to the subject matter of this ayat, it should be referred to the elders of the Muslims. And they then should decide whether this information must be made public or not. So Allah says, وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَىٰ أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ. اور اگر اس کو پہنچا دیتے رسول تک اور اپنے حاکموں تک, had when this news came to them, to the general Muslims, whatever good or bad news, and if what was the correct thing, then they should have referred it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. or at least to the senior Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In other words, to those people who have a proper, deeper understanding and who have the true interest of Islam at heart. They are the ones that this matter should be referred to. And they will decide whether this has to be made famous, whether it has to go viral, whether it has to be broadcasted or not. Sometimes some good news also is not advisable to be broadcasted. The enemy will get hold of that news and start planning and plotting against the Muslims. And sometimes even bad news, like any harm that has come to the Muslims, defeat of a Muslim army, etc. All that also, every time it's not expedient that it should be broadcasted and be made known. So Allah says, when this news comes, refer it to, in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Rasulullah and to the senior Sahaba. In our time, to those people who are responsible for the matters of deen, refer it to them. لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِتُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ تو تحقیق کرتے اس کو جو ان میں تحقیق کرنے والے ہیں. Then those people who can get to the bottom of the matter, they are the ones who will go and see to the bottom of the matter whether this is advisable to be broadcasted or not. Istinbat, literally according to the dictionary, means to dig the ground and find water which is beneath the ground. So, and take out that water so that people can benefit from that. Technically, in Shariat and Fiqh, it is used that the masalas are then, a new masala that comes about, and something new, whether it's in medicine, whether it's in business, new types of transaction, then istimbat is to be made. That is, the surface of all the laws of Allah Ta'ala till the day of Qiyamah are contained in the Quran and Hadith. But they are not just on the surface, where each and every person, every Tom, Dick and Harry can find and see that. Many of those laws are hidden below the surface. And it is the great fuqaha with the great knowledge, piety, understanding, fear of Allah, they will now dig the surface of the Sharia, of the Quran and Hadith, and go to the bottom and find the masala there. What is the masala for this situation? This is not for each and every one to do. This is for the great fuqaha, those people whom Allah has blessed with great memories also, and more than that, the great quality of taking out the correct masala. Everyone is not in a position to dig the ground and take out water from it. There are people who are experts in that field and they know how to do it. Similarly, to take out the masalas, that is also the work of the great fuqaha. And this is Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh also proves it in his Bukhari Sharif. But unfortunately, those people who accept Bukhari Sharif and only hadith of Bukhari and Muslim, they regard as authentic, and they don't go into the tahqeeq to find out whether this hadith is correct or not. Just the name Imam Bukhari is sufficient for them that it is absolutely correct. But they also in this matters don't follow even Imam Bukhari. That is the Ahle Hadith, the Salafis. They say they follow Imam Bukhari, but where he has proven that istimbat and taking out masalas from the root, that is also part of deen. There are four principles on which our Shariat are based. The Quran Sharif, the Hadith Sharif, the consensus of the Ummah, of the Ulama, which is called Ijma. And then Qiyas, that is this istimbat, to go to this, to go down deep into the Masail and find a similar situation and what ruling is there to apply that ruling here too. So this is all by the fadl and karam of Allah Ta'ala. So here also we are taught, don't follow the Jews and the Christians, don't follow the hypocrites and all the wrong things that they do. Our duty is, and we don't become big mujtahideen and big fuqaha on our own. Refer all these matters to the great fuqaha and see what they have decided. And matters that arise in a community, refer it to the seniors of the community and let them decide whether these matters, this issue should be broadcasted and be made known, or whether it should be just kept quiet. So, great teaching from the Quran Sharif for the proper system and functioning of a Muslim community. But unfortunately, we have got no time for the Quran Sharif, no time for the teaching from the Quran Sharif. We just follow what we think we should do, or we follow worse, the ways of the kuffar. How they do things, we feel that is the way to do things. Whereas we have got a clear-cut way of how to manage and how to make our matter a clear way from Quran and Hadith, and that is what we should adopt. But that we have put right in the back and we follow our own ways, the ways of the kuffar. May Allah give us high guidance and hidayah to follow in the correct way. And the matter is not just of this dunya, but the real matter is of akhirah. May Allah have mercy upon us. Wa akhiru da'wana.